Last week we learned Sif Aleph and Beis. We're going to learn the Ramah and Sif Beis in a moment. Once again, the Iker, the main discussion here, has to do with a apparent stira in Shas, what appears to be a stira in Shas. We know that Chavis needs two simanim. Chavis, we said, is Chatichas Dag, Basar, Yayin Tcheles, needs two simanim. And the other things need one simanim. Bayayin Taz Dalid brings that Bizman Hazeh, you could be Mekel Mikra Adim with one simanim, because Bizman Hazeh, there's no Chibas Nesech. Chatchil, it's better to have two simanim. But Al Kapanim, these were the rules. I mentioned to you last week that Taisus Nelu Metzias Yisakasha, and Taisus Avodah Zarah as well, I think Alam and Aleph and Beis, that there are places in Shas where it's mashma, you need two simanim, and there are places in Shas where it appears that one simin is adequate. The Machlaikis Rishayim, how to teach this stira, is a very big part of the Sichsuch and Halacha Lamaisa. We had two main terutzim last week. The Mechaber in Sif Aleph was Mechalek between Shaleach and Mafkid. Shaleach means you send it to someone. You make a simon, you're sending it to someone. That someone doesn't really know what the simon is. He has to go and look for a simon. So he'll look for the simon, hopefully he'll recognize it. So then you need two simon. But Mafkid, if you give a pekadon to a guy, and you're going to get it back yourself, so you recognize the simon. If you recognize the simon, the Mechaber said that you can be mekel with one simon. And not only that, but if the guy knows that the recipient is aware of what the simon looks like, it's also good enough with one simon, because the guy is, the way Shach Tesvav explained, the guy is mirtis. The guy is afraid to play around with a simon. If he knows that the recipient recognizes the simon, so even though you could try to copy it, but if somebody who saw it originally is going to recognize the difference. Someone who never saw it won't be able to recognize the difference. That's the shita of the Mechaber. The Ramah brought Taisus's shita, Benutam shita, that there's a difference between a guy and a Freya Yid. Unfortunately, a Freya Yid is more chashud. The Yisrael chashud thinks that Jews are going to rely on him. He's a member of the club, and Yisrael is and a guy is one simon's enough, and a Freya Yid needs two simon. Those were the two terutzim of the Mechaber's shita and the Ramah shita that we had last week. We're left with the Rashba shita here in the Ramah and Sif Beis. What? This is regard to all chavis. Everything a chavis only needs one simon in those cases. In the case like the Mechaber, where you recognize it, like the Ramah, where it's a guy, you could rely on one simon. I mentioned to you last week, you do the two together, if the recipient recognizes it and the shliach is a guy, so you already have two shitas to be simcha. Now the Ramah here in Sif Beis adds the Rashba's shita. Umiyu dafke mudava shiyesh lachu shechlifai v'nehena b'chilupin. We're only chayshish if it's something where the guy will benefit by switching it. If the guy will have some benefit by switching it, typically a benefit means that the kosher is tastier or is more expensive than the treif. Ayhu yayin v'yesh lachu she'asrei b'negiyah. Or by wine, and there's a chashash that he asked it even without switching it. Avlam raya davash shalach ayhifkin v'tayv k'may shalach. If the quality is just as good as he sent, and not only that, even if the chaysim is makulkol, now here the Rashba shita is that with chayshish that he'll be machlif only lahanasai, only if he's going to benefit from it. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is we're not chayshish that he'll do it als nakama. Out the cover that maybe he doesn't like Jews. Lahakis, he wants to get back at Jews. He's going to switch it for treif. We're not chayshish for that. The Chacham Tzvi writes in the tshuva, maybe take nekama from someone, and he's not aware of it. It's not a nekama. So you're going to switch it on him. He doesn't even know. So you're not even hurting him. So the Chacham Tzvi says we're not chayshish for that type of a thing. So there has to be that there is a benefit of some sort to the guy.
So you don't need a siman at all, or one's enough.
There, one siman is enough. That's where one siman is good enough, and you don't need two simanim. And b'di'evet, even a chay siman makolkol according to the shita is more. So here we have a additional tzad kula. So it comes out that we have three kulas. The funny thing is that one of the three is true. Not really all of the three, because they're all three coming to answer the same kasha. But definitely there's some sort of a kula. And that'll be a reason that we're going to learn soon in Sif Gimel that we're makel in certain cases on the quality of the chasima, the type of chasima that we use, because the chasima, because there are kulas anyway in the halachas of the chasima. Now, I should mention two areas where we say a guy benefits. Again, don't ask me, do I really think the guy switched it? That's not my yesik. My yesik is, b'chazal choshesh, she switched it. We're going to have later, in Shach Lamed Zayin, it's a rush, that if you're cooking, at home, you're cooking a chicken soup, and you leave it by a guy, and you go to shul, that's his case. Everyone in the house goes to shul, and the guy is home alone. The Shach says, Shem the Rosh, that the guy is choshesh on what? What are you going to be choshesh the guy for? The guy could take the chicken soup and drink and have some. The guy could going to switch it for what? The Shach says that if the soup would be improved by adding some milk or butter or trefa ingredient, that's considered a guy has a benefit. If the guy is going to eat from it and he wants it to taste good, and these Jews, they don't want to put in anything treif, that also is considered a benefit to a guy, that we're not meikel. You have to have simanim or yetzer v'nichnas. You have to have a way to make it to be sure that the guy will not do anything to it. So lashbiach chelkai is also a chashash chiluf. Yeah, most people who do things feel they won't be caught. So nobody wants to steal if they get caught. Every single person is going to be machlif if they get caught. They're going to be fired.
Right.
So we don't have a mirtis. We assume he's not afraid that he'll be caught unless you have either yaitzev v'nichnis, which we'll discuss later. Somebody can walk in any moment, or if the asiman, in which if he switches, he'll be caught. So there, where he's emeritus, but stamaza, he'll be caught. Why would he be caught? He's all by himself. No, it has to be for a benefit for him, right? Or Dakichuva brings the Knesset HaGadayla that in a case where he's alone with the food. And let's say the burger is not more expensive, a kosher burger. It doesn't taste any better. Or French fry, whatever it is. There's something that needs a simon. But if he's in a place where he only has the treif, he might get hungry, eat it, and then later replace it with a treifa one. That's also a nehenah b'chalipin. He's nehenah b'chalipin in time that he gets to eat it right away. He's hungry now. See, if he has kosher and non-kosher available to him, why would he take the kosher and switch it? Why would he take a chance? But that's also called Lashbiyah Chelka. So, Kapanim, what we learned in Sif Aleph and Beis are the ground rules, that you need two simanim for a few things, one simon for most things, and that there are three possible yeshuvim on Stiris and Shas, either the Mechaber Shita. Mechaber is easy, he brings one Shita and that's it. He says that where the recipient recognizes the simon, one simon is good enough. The Ramah brings a yeshayimrim that a guy, one simon is enough. And now the Miyu, that if the guy's not in the henna b'chalipin, one simon is good enough. So,
what's the concern of the delivery man?
That's the thing. Concern of the delivery man is. Well, the concern of a delivery man could be two things. First of all, if it's a car service, the concern is that it smells good, he's going to eat it. I'll stop in at McDonald's and replace it. If it's somebody who could eat, who works for the store, the chashash would only be a chashash that he's going to be machlefit because the kosher is more expensive than the treif. We'll find someone to buy from him as kosher.
He's
in the head of a chalitim, yeah. And he'll do it. You know, delivery trucks come to stores and consumers go to the delivery man. They always try to get him to sell it to him wholesale. You know, to sell it directly to him. And they're afraid that that's what he'll do. Yeah, okay. What? If it's his responsibility. Yeah, well, that's Mashpia Chelkai, but that's not a case of a shliach. That's a case of the owner of the store, is chashud, that'll run out of ingredient and replace the ingredient, which taka you're right. We need to get into the business for that.
Yeah.
Well, it's Mashpia Chelkai, means he has a benefit, like you say. He can't produce. If he goes across the street, then he could produce. So that that will happen. Well, if it's not Toiv Kamosh Shalach, then he's in the henna. Well, it talks soon about V'yasayin. The Taz talks about V'yasayin in the next Sif, is a Kodaches, so we'll get to it. But right now, we're just talking about the Chashash Chalitin. When is a Chashash? Okay, let's start Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel begins the discussion of what the simen has to look like, what exactly the simen, what constitutes the simen and what doesn't. We're going to have to go beseder of the Shulchan Aruch before we can really talk intelligently about what's done today. It's b'li chaylik that meat and fish need two simanim. There's no question. Of course, if the fish still has the skin and the scales on it, then there's no issue. But otherwise, there's no question that fish and meat need shtei simanim. And it has two simanim v'esach nisht. But there's no simen. It's a Yiddish mensch? Okay. But someone's delivering this. There's a shloshim here today at lunchtime. Okay. The question is what's called chaysim echad and what's called shtei simanim. I started to say meat and fish, everyone holds needs shtei simanim. In the meat industry, where they package things and sell them in goyisha butcher stores, there's a lot of effort put in that it should have shtei simanim. But not everything sold by any particular shechita house is packaged with shtei simanim. There are many cases of chickens where the second simen is the plumber around the box or around the container. In that type of a delivery, the assumption is it's going to a frum yid. The assumption is that a frum yid is receiving it, and that he could check for the shtei simanim. He could check for the plumber on the case. Let's say Empire, which sells meat, poultry, to be packaged, to be sold in non-Jewish supermarkets all over the place. The items that are sold to be packaged to be sold there have a second simen besides the regular label on top. We'll discuss later why that's a good simen. They have a second label underneath where the plastic comes together and seals it. It has a second, a separate type of label. And only that could you buy from a non-Jewish store.
It's one wrapping.
The way I recall, and it may have changed, but years ago when we went to Empire, they showed us that they have the regular label on top, which is part of it, and then they have a second seal on the bottom where the plastic, the cellophane comes together, and it's a type of a seal, which if you rip it off, you can't put it back. Some of the labels you can just rip off quickly and put back, and some don't. I don't know what's in Costco. Somebody, I have a neighbor, went to Costco last week, and he asked us if he wants us to buy him chickens, and we said no. So APS on Shabbos says, you don't trust this company for chickens? I tell him, I trust the Beis HaShechita, but I don't like buying meat and chicken by Goyim. Because does it have two simanim? It doesn't. What did they get? Now, I'm not saying Costco is no good. I didn't check into it. But generally, Jews always bought flesh by Yiddish butchers, by from Yiddish butchers. Right is a big, that's the big incentive to switch. The feeling is among everybody in the meat industry, as opposed to chicken, in the meat industry, is that there is, their feeling is that there's hanky-panky going on. That the amount of meat in the market doesn't match the amount of in the Beis HaShechita. Yes? So I don't know about ShopRite, but what I'm saying is that you have to be careful. That's all. You have to be careful. ShopRite, I think on Avenue I, has a Hechsher. And the one in Lakewood has a Hechsher. A Hechsher that can be done properly. It could be that the cases come and they are from Yidden. And it's repackaged. It could well be. But it's one sim. So you have to be careful. Yeah. They said, don't buy there. Okay.
So, they
all right, so I'm just saying is that you have to be careful when you go into any of these places, and that includes Pick and Pay on Avenue M. The owner there is not a Frum Yid. He's not a Frum Yid. His so-called Rav Amashir is an employee that's a Frum Yid. There's no independent Hechsher. I mean, if this person pulls the Hechsher, he's unemployed. It's not the way Hechsher is supposed to be. Hechsher is not supposed to be an employee who otherwise would be unemployed. A person only has one hechsher, otherwise he's unemployed. That's not a good hechsher. The hechsher should be that if the mashgiach catches someone, then the hechsher wants to use him more. They're very happy with such a person, and that's the ideal way that it should be. And that's the ikker place, the meat and the fish where you need shteichasamis. And let's learn now sif gimel dalem hey the rules of what constitutes a chaysam and what doesn't. Sif gimel. Ois achas chashuv kechaisim achas. One letter counts as one chaisim. Shtayim have a kishtei chaisim. Two is two. So let's say they take a side of beef and they etch into the meat one letter. Let's say they make up, they're going to etch in the letter of the parsha of the week. So it comes parsha's lech lecha and they make a lamed. So that's one simon. And they make up, the Mashkiach will etch in his first initial. He does a second letter. So it says, Ois achas kashuv kachaisim echad, shtayim habe kishtei chaisam eis, utfusim. But something made with a defus, something made with a prefabricated stamper, afalpi, like a signet ring, afalpi sheyesh ben kama eisius, like a shivya le kachaisim echad, kivin shakaivim eisim bevas achas. A signet ring, no matter how many letters it has, is only one. That's one simon. In a place where you have Jews that are not from, or kutim, people who may be goyim but grew up in a place where they use the Aleph Beis, ain't ksav simin elisha misha makar ksav. Then the lettering is not a simin unless someone recognizes the handwriting. Now, obviously, it is a simin. However, otherwise, it's not a simon. So we have here our first guidelines for what constitutes a simon and what doesn't. That you need two separate chaisamais, and even the chaisamais of the Aleph Beis in the United States might be good, but in Eretz Yisrael, where even the Filipinos that are there, the Arabs that are there, they know the letters of the Aleph Beis, so then that's really not a ideal simon.
The contents of Plum was no good. One
second. Okay, simanim, every simon could be mezuyif with the tircha gedayla. There's no simon in the world, unless you put your fingerprint on it, that with great tircha can't be mezuyif. So the question is, how much is called a big tircha to be mezayif? Chazal made a takana. We're talking about a takana derabanan. And again, my concern isn't, does the guy switch it, doesn't it? Right now, my concern is to be yaitz simen kuf yutches, which is to do what halacha requires. So, to do what halacha requires, we have to be yaitz this sif, the next you see him. And this sif gives us something of a guideline, or at least the beginning of a guideline, as to what it is. Of course, the taina on many of the batei shechita is that if you have goyim etching the lamed into it, if it's the guy's job to etch it in, then that guy could come back at night and etch it into the sides of beef that are on the trefa line. What the answer to that is that they count before they go away at night, they count how many sides of beef came out kosher, and that's how many they accept the delivery. If there's an extra one, they'll send it all back. So that's their response to it. Maybe it's a good response, and certainly that's the minig. In the Batei Shechita, they have two simanim. As I mentioned, they etch a letter in, and they put in a plumber. They have a tag with like you have under clothing sometimes, the plastic stick that goes through, that if you rip it, you can't reattach it, and the tag at the end of it. You mean counting the number really doesn't help if we're afraid it'll be machlif. Okay, why would he be machlif and sell the kosher? Why just take the tray for one, put the lamb in, and sell it on the street? It doesn't really have to be machlif it. So the only way he could do it is just get one mashgiach and sell him, and sell the other mashgiach, sell him. It's a little unlikely. Now, that means you recognize the handwriting. If you recognize the handwriting, then that's different. Now, a plumber is good because the assumption is that the guy won't manufacture their own plumbers. Now, plumbers, those of you who went with us to Empire, plumbers are kept under lock and key and with a precise count. And that's the way it's supposed to be, because if the guy has access to plumbers, then the plumber is no more of a simon than anything else, a guy could do. So the plumbers have to be kept under lock and key. I have to tell you that it's a little bit of a busha, but years ago when we had a problem with the store on Avenue J, one of the things was there was an office in the basement that belonged to someone else in the meat business, not to the owner of the store. There was somebody else that rented an office in the basement there, and we found there, once we caught him, we went through the whole place, and he went into that office too. We found all kinds of plumbers and all kinds of labels from many Yachshayrim. The plumbers were all plumbers that came from the OU. And when we found that we really went, we really got very upset. Ultimately, the OU gave out that, no, the plumbers are all accounted for. We know how many are there. They're from 10 years ago, they said, when this person used to give a hechsher on Shechita. And now, the teretz of the OU just disturbed me that there seems not to be an adequate control, at least on those plumbers. And this person had them for 10 years. You didn't know if it was on a dock or if it was in the office. So it's a little bit of an issue. And my better feeling is that the OU does keep track, and they just didn't want to get swept into a scandal, and there was a certain amount of defensive posturing that went on. Because typically they do keep track of the things that they do. But it's upsetting and it's disturbing that you would find it. Nevertheless, the plumber is a good simon. It's an accepted simon, but it's not used all that much anymore. The plumbers are not. You don't find it so much on the chickens anymore as it used to be. I'm not sure why. When it's cut into pieces, you don't find it in whole chickens. Now, there's a machlaikis, the Noida B'Yehuda, and the Aruch HaShulchan, whether you can use two separate chaisamais that are identical. In other words, let's say I have tape, and the tape has it on it, the OU, or Kila Kashrus, or any type of hechsher. So somebody orders a burger. They take the burger, wrap it in paper, they wrap it with Kila Kashrus tape. They put it in the bag, they close the bag, they wrap the bag with Kila Kashrus tape. So they have two simanim. I have the tape on the outside, and then I have the tape on the inside. So that's two simanim. Is that considered to be two simanim? The Nadi Yehuda has a tshuva in Chelek Beis, tshuva Ayin Aleph, and he says that shneim kechat chashiva. It's all one simon. If he's going to get a hold of a roll of tape, so he can tape it twice, just like he can tape it once. So shneim kechat chashiva, it's all one simon, and it doesn't help you. Interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan, Sivkot and Tezvav, brings the Nadi Yehuda. And he disagrees. He says, Maman Ashaf, if you're afraid he copied it, so it's not one simon. If you're not afraid he copied it, then it could be two simonim. A little hard to understand exactly the logic of it. We try to use two simonim to make it a bigger tirchaf into be mezayif. That's why we knew two simonim. Like we agree, people can be mezayif. Anybody could take a piece of tape, go into a store, and order a roll of tape with any hechsher. If you want, you could go to a roller tape with every hefsher and wrap it. I'll have every single hefsher in the world. Doesn't cost a whole lot of money. But we are assuming that it's a tircha to be mezayiv. Two simanim is supposed to be a bigger tircha.
But 2 hours, what about 2 hours?
It's hard to understand why the tape twice is a bigger tircha to be mezayiv than the tape once. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's shtei simanim. A little hard to understand. Maybe Huda, I think we all understand better as far as tircha to be mezayiv. Unless he didn't mean a roll of tape. He meant, let's say, a signature. So to be mezayiv the signature twice, it's a bigger tircha to forge twice and to forge once. Do a good forgery. Maybe that's what he's referring to. Right. Because it's only one. So the tape is also only one. Okay.
2 hours. Aleph twice. Is that called two simanim or one simanim?
In Aleph twice, that'll be, I guess, the same question. The same question, when he said shtei ICIs, if he means shtei different ICIs or even one Aleph twice. I would hope it's two Alephs, it's two different ICIs, but I can't say for certain.
No.
Let's get to Sif Dalit and we'll see what the second Simon means, if it has to be that way, or just an example.
Question. It doesn't appear that the second line is any department to unfight in the first knot, or any second.
A double knot is not even a single Simon. It has to be something that's unique to the person who makes it.
And not. It
has to be a unique simon. Without a unique simon, there's nothing to it. Okay, we'll look at the Gemara later. It's not a knot that anybody can make. It's not even one simon. Right. The thing is this. What? If you want, we'll look at the Gemara later. It's not a simon if everyone could do it easily. Then nobody's going to argue with that. Yes. Two locks on a door that are open with the same key. That's interesting. You have to realize we're not chayshish on locks. We're chayshish on a shliach. You mean a shliach has a box with a key? That's what you're saying. We're talking about a shliach or a mafkid. We're not talking about goyim who chayshish they came in. We're talking about someone who in whose care this is given or whose protection it's under, who's watching it. So you say, let's say you have a box with a lock, but it's got two locks with the same key. I suppose it would be the same thing as what we're discussing now. I guess it would be identical, yeah.
You have to sign for someone else exactly this thing, so you have to do it twice. It's harder than
right. That's right. To sign something twice is harder than using a key twice or using tape twice. Okay, now. Now, because now yours, and it's a tircha. Right. If it's not a frum yid, you don't know. If the owner is a frum yid, yeah. Well, our assumption is the workers have no benefit from switching, and there's no reason they would switch. It could be they're lazy and they don't change the label machine, they don't change the labeling on it. But most often they do. It happens to be by meat. Typically, there are also different prices on different shchitas. Not always, but often. And therefore, they do switch it. They have every reason to switch. To label it appropriately. If it's not owned by a frum yid, you shouldn't rely on any repackaging, even for sucking candies. Well, the staff is under the control, hopefully, of a frum yid. If it's a frum yid is home all day and he's never in the store, then that's not going to help you. There has to be a frum person in charge, certainly by meat. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva in Hay sends us to the Magen Avraham. Now, it's important, Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham finally talks about a specific example of Nekavim, of Simanim. And he gives an example, what's it talking about there, Simon Lamed Beis. Simon Lamed Beis talks about sending Iris fitfillin, cloth fitfillin, has to be mu'uvad l'shma. You take parchment, you can't use a fitfillin. The parchment has to be mu'ubad, has to be worked out l'shem, it's a tefillin. So you're sending it now with a guy. So the Magen Avraham mentions that you can make a simen with a marzeah, with a drill, make a bunch of holes in a pattern, and that's a good simen with which you send the Orshel Tefillin. Assuming you need one simen, talking about what's one simen, a bunch of holes. Now there, that says the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham says, but you can be mizayif that. A bunch of holes that you made with a drill bit. Somebody else could take a drill bit and look at the pattern of holes and copy the pattern of holes. He could do the same thing. So why are we not chayish that'll be mizayif? Just as over here, we're going to talk about the fact that l'chayish shagay is mizayif. So here in Magen Avraham answers two terutzim, and there's a tremendous difference between the two terutzim. The first terutz, he says, is that there the Shulchan Aruch is talking where the recipient is makir the simon. The Mechaber in Sif Aleph said that if the person receiving it recognizes the simon, the guy is mirtis to forge it, because it won't be perfectly identical, and he's afraid the recipient will recognize it. In Cain, who are din here, Magen Avraham is saying here and there are the same. So according to the first terrace of Magen Avraham, we have a kula here. We have a good example of a simon. Something with a tircha, you could be mizayif. You could make the holes and be mizayif. But nevertheless, there's a mirtis when the recipient recognizes it. Magen Avraham's second teretz is that there's a difference between food and other things. When it comes to food, we're more chayshish, he'll get hungry and he'll be mizayif. He'll want to eat and he'll be mizayif. And therefore, by macholim, we're more chayshish than we are by oyres klav shel tefillin. Now, according to that, there is no dimyan from here to there, and we don't have this limud of something that it's possibly be mizayif for the tircha is mutter here. But at least from the Magen Avraham's first teretz, we have a little bit of an insight, and we're not talking about foolproof simanim. We're talking about simanim that it's a tircha lezayif. Today, any label, you could be mizayif. Any label that you have, go to a printer, and take everything to a printer, you go on a computer, scan it, and print it. You pretty much could be mizayif. We are assuming in kashrus today that that's a tircha, and that people won't do it. Is it a tircha? Isn't it a tircha? We could argue about it. Now, some of them have a stamper on the side of the box. That's even easier. You go into a stamper store for $5, you can make a stamper that says OU and OK and all the different hafsheirim, and you can stamp all your boxes. It's not a very difficult thing to do. So we are relying on the idea that it's a tircha lezayif. That's called a tircha to be mezayif, and that a person is not going to do it. Is it so? Isn't it so? We could argue in armchairs from today to tomorrow. That's the fact is that we're relying on it. We have tape with the hafsher's label on it, and we're relying that it's good. There was one fish store that was caught a number of times switching treif fish for kosher fish. They were caught not once, not twice, they were caught a few times. And the hechsher that gave the hechsher dropped it. And most stores, the fish stores in Flatbush, I don't think accept the fish from him at all. What? No. You have to know that there are fish that are regularly switched. I remember we once went, years ago, there was a Weiss's restaurant in Flatbush. And we went in to him, because he was using fish from this hechsher that was caught a few times. I went there with Rabbi Ginsburg, Yibod L'chaim, Rabbi Yisbi. The three of us went in to him and asked him, whole fish you get with the skin and the scales, he could buy from anybody. But the filleted fish, he shouldn't buy. His answer to us was, he was talking to us, I believe, about flounder. He says, flounder, when you buy flounder, it's lavdafka flounder. You could say flounder on the box. He said, flounder, custom is like. It doesn't taste fishy. It's funny, people like fish and they want to taste fishy, but all right. He said, the kosher brands routinely put in other fish and call it flounder. It's legal. There are a number of things you can call flounder. Flounder's a family of flatfish. But it's a different fish. He said, I want to buy from him because he gives me real flounder. So apparently it's true that you get other fish. Now, I don't know if this man was giving him real flounder or real something else that... But he was caught. My point, though, is the following. What they did, the hechsher that picked him up, were chayshish him for printing tape on his own. I wouldn't give a hechsher to someone on chayshish for printing tape. What they did is they printed initially at least, I don't know what they do today, they printed tape with a code number. In other words, every other roll or package of tapes, rolls of tapes, had a code number on it. And since he couldn't know what the next number would be, it wasn't a sequence. So therefore, even though he was choshen on doing the tape, he had the number. So we asked them, so how is the customer who gets the tape with the number supposed to know if he has the right number, the wrong number? Well, they're supposed to call the office and find out. So we told Weiss at the time, at least if you do it, call the office, find out it's the right number. So I want to tell you that somebody from the Hechsher told us then, don't start telling all the stores to call in, because we're not going to be able to handle all the phone calls. You know, we don't want all the stores. It's not 100% wrong, because the idea is mirtis. The idea is there's a fear that they'll call. You don't need all the stores to call in. If there's a mirtis, then there's a mirtis. So, by the letter of the law, it's good. Loch Lamaisa, I wouldn't want to eat fish from someone that was caught a few times. And therefore, Mirtis works for Jews. According to the Mechaber, there's no difference in Goyim and Jews. Mirtis always works. That's Mechaber Sheet. Okay, so let's get back. What I'm trying to discuss is the rule for the Simen. Okay, it's only half of our discussion. The rule, we'll call it a Simen Muvik. The word Chosam in Chazal means a Simen Muvik, means an ideal Simen. An ideal Simen doesn't have to be foolproof. It has to be something that's tircha lezayef. How much of a tircha is what we struggle with every single day, the kashrus business? How much of a tircha is a tircha? The minig is to rely on printed labels, even though people can print labels on their own computer. The minig is to rely on printed labels. Yes. It's garnered of a tircha to go into the store and print it. If it's pre-printed, it's a big tircha. A stamper, so a stamper is really an inferior way of doing things. Okay, I agree. Stickers with Jewish letters, it's not a whole package, it's the same thing. Once you have the labels, you can put it anywhere. It's certainly not as good. Is it also good? The minig today, and I can't say it's wrong, the minig is to rely on printed labels. And now, when you go in, you buy Twizzlers with a label that has Hebrew letters, Twizzlers is kosher anyway. So the label doesn't make it worse. When you take something that's normally treif and they do a kosher run, we would hope that it would have a better simon, ideally.
Is it common practice that if a store is caught more than once, they continue to have the same hasher over and over again? Hasher doesn't drop them into one.
There was an effort. There's an organization of ACO is an organization of kashrus organizations. There was an attempt made to get all hasherim to agree that if a store is dropped because of violating kashrus, that nobody would pick it up. They didn't all agree to it. A few Hashem did not agree to it. We had an incident in Cafe K on Avenue K, which had the OK. Now, the National Hashem want very much to get into Flatbush Borough Park. Now, a lot of Hashem, they'd like to make inroads. And the OK was happy to give a Heksher. They told us that the reason they dropped the Heksher is they caught him, the owner, or one of the workers, bringing in filleted fish in a bag without a hechsher. That's what they say. I wasn't there. Lawyer Yisi Sham. That's what they say, is that what they caught. They removed the hechsher. Subsequently, the Star K came in and gave the hechsher. Not to say that the store didn't attempt to get local hasherim, which they couldn't get. Nobody would touch a hechsher that was caught with that. The Star K gave a hechsher. The Rabbanim and Flavish were upset. And there was a meeting down here. Rabbi Hanneman was here with the Star K. They felt very uncomfortable dropping it. They said, if they get a letter from the Rabbanim and Flatbush asking them to drop it, they'll drop it. And there you have a panim for the store owner. There was a feeling, for whatever reason, the Rabbanim didn't want to write a letter. Drop it. We're going to get sued. What's going to happen? And it stayed. The Hechsher stayed. I personally wouldn't eat there because they were caught once. By me, if you're caught once, you're a chashud. But it has a Hechsher. And people are eating there. Now, I wasn't there. They said the owner told them that's not what happened. What's the owner going to say? That's what happened? The owner told them that's not what happened. It's very hard to understand why the OK finally has got a Hechsher of Flatbush. Why it would drop it if it wasn't true? So, it's a little difficult. Kashrus, you have to realize, is a business. It's a business. People make a living from it. There's also a lot of prestige. People want to be a successful hechsher. Everybody wants to be a successful hechsher. And therefore, it's really very, very difficult. I want to tell you, Lishvach, Rabbi Alman is in Kehilat Kashrus. He's one of the Rabbanim. We had a number of opportunities to give hechsherim on national brands. He always says, what do we need it for? We have hechsherim where we could go in twice a week. Why do we have to start with a national brand? You go once in 2 months. So what do we need it for? He always stops us. I'm more ambitious. I personally was for it. And, you know, so charge enough, go more often. But, you know, how many times are you going to fly to a different state and then have to take a bus for 2 hours to a plant? And every time you go, it's the same. How many times are you going to do it? Twice a week? No, I was going to do it twice a week. So Rabbi Hammond always says, what do we need it for?
Why would they do it nationally? So,
they what?
They don't know.
All right. Why they would do it is a separate question. But we had. Yes. What? The fish store? No, I'm going to get flagged, that's why. But I'll tell you. I mean, I think everybody knows. Yeah, okay. Okay. Anyway, I want you to know, at that time, Rabbi Ginsburg, Rabbi Isby was alive. How many years? Rabbi Isby is right, 9 years, I think. At that time, I got a call from a friend of mine at the OU. And he says, I heard that you three Rabbanim are talking against this guy. You should know it's Hakadosh Nefashos. He's a mafioso. Don't talk against him. It's very dangerous. You're young. You have a family. Don't do it. So that gave me a lot of confidence in the hechsher, you understand. But, I'm serious.
Okay.
The consumer... Look, most of the hechsher... If people ask the question, it's a good question. Most of the hechsherim are fine. These are the yitzim and haklal. These are the individual things. Generally, kashrus in America is pretty good. Kashrus and brands made in other countries is not as good, unless it's in a country where they are Jews. But anytime you get something made in Malaysia, Indonesia, all these places, it's always an inferior hechsher, no matter whose label it is. Because there are no Jews living there. And a lot of these countries, they don't let Jews in. And people go in, they can't go with tefillin, because they're going to realize they're Jewish. It's sakana to go. And... They do go, but it's not the same hechsher. So you should know, in general, as a rule of thumb, things made in countries where from Yidden live, communities of Yidden, some Yidden, at least there's a Chabad house, most Chabad places in distant countries have a little parnasa from hechsherim. Because there's a from Yid there, so on the side he travels and he visits plants and he gives hechsherim. But if you want to know a rule of thumb, if it says made in, and it's a strange country where they're not from Yidden, that's a good rule of thumb, that it's generally inferior. It doesn't mean it's always good. Yeah, that's a problem. It's a problem. Which? The store or the fish? The fish place?
Yes.
No, it's not owned by a firm person.
It's better. Get, or that's really wrong?
If it's owned by a frum person, it's much better. Even a frum person that doesn't know, he hears rumors just like you. Raisins are good, raisins are good. He doesn't know more than you just because he uses raisins in his ragaloch or whatever. He needs a hechsher to tell him what to do. So hopefully he relies on the hechsher and he does what they tell him. You know, he doesn't visit plants. Everybody's intertwined, all the hechsher. I told my father many years ago, I was using a certain oil and shortening from one company that the hechsher insisted on. And once, when he was putting it in, he put it down on a scale just because he happened to put it down, and the weight was off. He took all the containers, the weight was off on all of them. He called the place. He said, yeah, our weight is off by whatever it is, 1/16th, we'll give you credit. My father wouldn't use the product. They wouldn't use it. Even the hechsher let him use it. So, you know, you need a firm owner. The best thing is to have a firm owner and for a good hechsher. You can't, and in Brooklyn it's easier. You can't do that than every city in the country. Yeah. What? Yeah, there's no question. The Yidden were caught as well. But you know, somebody relied on this Finkel fellow in Muncie. He's an honest. He relied on an owner with a good hechsher. He himself is an honest. What? No, you can't passel all from Yidden because of one. There's a line from Reb Chaim Briska. They asked him from people, "Is there such a thing?" So he said, "There was once a crook. He got dressed up as a policeman, and he entered a house and he robbed the house." So the owner said, "Oh, from now on we know that you can't rely on policemen." He said, "Faker, since you can rely on policemen, he dressed up as a policeman. You can rely on from Yidden. There are non from Yidden who dress up as from Yidden. That doesn't mean you can't rely on from Yidden." So it looks very, you're right, you're right. I wanted actually to learn Kuf Yud Ches today. And I want to learn Sif Beis and Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel is very, Sif Gimel and Dalet. Gimel, again, is a rule that there's a certain level of tircha you need in a chaisim. How much tircha? It does not mean it's impossible to be mezayif. It means you need like two icy ice in a place where they don't typically know the aleph beis. That's good. Dalet. Mafteach. Now let me touch the word mafteach. The word mafteach is used for an inferior simen. A simen that could be easily changed. That's called mafteach. Now, the halacha of this sif is that when you need two simanim, you only need one simen muvik. Only one good simen, what we call chaisim. The second simen could be a mafteach, could be a simen that you could open and close. That could be mezuyif more easily. And that's considered to be a good, adequate as a second simen. So, dairy. What? Dairy doesn't need two simanim, only needs one simen. We're saying when it needs two simanim, mafteach v'chaisim have a base chaisamais. Aval, bedvarim shadai v'chaisim echarim, lo yo yabayel mafteach, lo yachashiv chaisim. But something that needs one simen, the simen has to be a simen muvik. That's the shita of the mechaber. So let's get this clear. The mechaber shita, all right, when you need two simanim, one chaisim, one mafteach is good. When you need one simen, mechabeshit is has to be a simen muvik. It can't be a simen she'enei muvik. The Taz disagrees. The Taz in Sif Katan Vav writes, "Avo dvarv shtei b'chaisim al kavar kasavti b'sif aleph. B'lididon kasha b'dieva b'mafteach afilu b'makim shein tzarach rak chaisim echad." The sheet of the Taz is something that needs one simen. Even a simen she'enei muvik is also good. The Shach disagrees. Shach of Gimel, I think it is. Which is it? Chav Beis. Avo Dvar Shadai B'Chaisim Echa Chav Beis. Masha Hainu B'Chamfag. That's Cholav, Murius, Gavina, Pas and Gavina. Things that need one simen. V'Nira L'Fizel Huadil Dasi Yeshayimrim B'Mafkid. If you hold Mafkid, again, Mafkid was the Mechabishita, where a person recognizes the simen. Ein sarach afilu b'chivya el chaisim echad. Chein das hayesh oimrim. Dabayim kechavim akal shari b'chaisim k'dlal sif alef. Loi chosh mafteach chaisim echad. The mechabeshita was, to answer the stira and shas, that when the recipient doesn't recognize it, you need two simanim. When the recipient recognizes it, one simon's enough. Lefizah, that one simon has to be a simon movik. Zeshkos of a rab, simon koflam sif beis, and koflam sif alef, yai nesim yav chomid yavit sagi b'chaisim echad. Because he holds the like the mechaber that a mafteach is not good for one simen. Heinu kede parishes. Even though Rabbeinu Tam himself holds that a mafteach is good, so the shach and mechaber, usually shach and mechaber we pass in that way. One simen has to be a simen muvik. And the Taz disagrees. The Prichad Ashir is a little bit of an arichus, and he also holds, like the Taz, that it's good enough mafteach in a place where you need simen echad. But the Yonison on the bottom wants to say that even like the Rabbeinu Tam, who the Taz and Prichad Ashir are based it on, maybe you also need a simen muvik. So al kaponim in the halacha lemaisa of it. You need a simen muvik. The chachmas adam in klal ayin, I think it's dalid. paskins, b'di'evet, if you already got a delivery to your house, the meat is already in your house, yesh lismayach ala tazu prichadosh, who hold that one inferior simon on shai devarim and two inferior simonim on chavis are good enough b'di'evet. Now, it's an important kula. In two inferior simonim, in other words, the mechavis shita is that you always need one superior simon. By meat, one superior, one inferior, and by shai devarim, one superior simon. Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the way the Taz understood it, is that a maftech is also a simon. Even a simon that you could do and undo and redo, it's also a simon, maybe because he's mirtis or whatever reason, and that that's good enough. The Chochmas Adam Paskins are Chashulchan as well. That b'di'evet, a person could be simach on these shitas to be mekel. Certainly, when you have a tziruf of the Ramah and Sifal, who said that a goy doesn't need shtechai samais, that a guy is not as chashid as a fryer yid. So there, okay, still, the Ramah himself said that you need one good simen. But at least in the case of the meat, you have two maftechais, that should be at least something somewhat as good, at least better, when it's a guy as opposed to a fryer yid. But here we have finally an important halacha l'maaseh shaila. We have this mechatzilim b'di'evet, as to the quality of the simen. Let me just finish the gim with the dalit. If shaleach is a dava b'sak, if you send something in a sack, the chasam asak, and around the top of the sack you glued on some type of a seal, eini afilu kachaisem echad. Why? Elam kein hafach atfirais lifnim. Unless you are mahapach the tfiris, it means the following: if you can unsew, and they weren't talking about paper or plastic, they were talking about a cloth sack. He says if you make a simon. But a person can undo the stitching, change it, and restitch it. So why does it help that you have a chesem on top, on the bottom where it's stitched together? He can unstitch it, put it back, and it'll be all within the chesem. Says that's not good unless the stitching is on the inside, which means the sack has to be open to get to the stitching and to stitch it with a needle. If the stitching is on the inside, notice you stitch it and then turn it sort of inside out, so stitching is on the inside, then that would be a good simon. That's the Lashon Ramam. Shalech is a dove b'sak, v'chosam asak, and you seal the sak. Eini afilu k'chosam echad, elim kein hafach ha-tfiras lefnim, unless you turn the tfiras inside out, v'mchotav ha-dover sheshalach v'gam asak, v'mchosam ha-dover sheshalach v'gam asak, have a kebes chesamas. But if you seal the thing inside, and then you seal the sak, so on the inside you have a simon muvik, sealed. On the outside, you have a simon, but if he undoes the tefiris, he could forge it. So that's one good simon and one inferior simon. Have a kebes chesamais, then that's acceptable. So we learned this important insight, halacha l'maisa, that one superior simon and one inferior simon, that's good to be the shtei chesamais that a person needs. And there's a idea on the packaged meat and the packaged chicken. Today's labels have the exact weight, usually to the tenth of a pound. That itself should be a good simon, because it's very hard to get two packages exactly identical in weight. So therefore, the exact weight is one simon, the label is another simon, so that itself, unless it's off by one tenth. If it's off by a sixteenth, oh, well, Geneva is a separate issue. Yeah, that's a separate issue. But what? Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry. Okay, it's a shame to be continued.